today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I don't know how you...
I'll throw up
in my mouth. Do you fall in love that late in life? I feel like you just would hire escorts at that point.
I would think you'd have a caretaker of some kind and pay them. I mean, I don't
But
want
isn't
to
that marriage really...
What's that?
Isn't that marriage really paying for?
No, but
a
I don't want to live my life. I mean, right now, I'm 60. I'm not doing it. I won't get married again. Rob's field of vision is like no one's I've ever seen. There are times when I'm in front of you, and if you're looking down, I will be going like this to you. Oscar sometimes almost has to
like bang,
jump in your lap.
I appreciate the fact that you've recognized my focus.
But I mean, you don't.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
So, my little holiday gift come early. I didn't push it.
Ooh,
I laid back. I didn't make a big deal.
Damn!
And then finally, last night, the phone, I see it rings, and it says, Elizabeth. And just one day earlier, I had said to Carla, I said, she's not calling. She said she might come down, but I haven't heard from her. I don't know what's going on. And then yesterday, the call comes. She will be visiting me. The weekend before Christmas, which will be our little Christmas, with her boyfriend. They are coming down here. Her boyfriend of over a year.
That you like.
Look at that.
And guess what the boyfriend's doing? This is the Christmas.
Is he double checking the tickets for AM or PM?
No.
Oh.
That's the other one.
I know. Just
let me help you, honey.
Thanks for bringing up my holiday trauma.
Just kidding, of course.
What's the boyfriend doing?
The boyfriend is shipping his golf clubs down here.
Oh, that's
shipping
awesome.
His own sticks.
That's great.
That's pretty
that's
cool.
Fantastic.
By the way, if you've never seen that commercial, they've got a winning formula. They have the same commercial on Chipsticks for a long, long time. Love to get them on the Mike O'Mara Show as an advertiser. Interview some of the people in the
Charlie Burney's going to the National Golf Course Association, I guess a big conclave in Orlando.
Kind of yes.
Yeah. I didn't realize there's so much to do with golf because I'm a rube.
It turns out it's quite an industry, this golf.
I am a rube.
It's probably the PGA show.
They have a bunch of superstars
show?
That are talking and speaking. Actually, Charlie's speaking at the conference.
I think it's the Owners Association in conjunction with the PGA show.
All right, I'm sorry to make it all about me.
Yeah. That's all right.
Can you pull a little mission for me?
Sure.
Can you get a little more detail on what's going on with Charlie?
I'll tell you what's going on.
And see where he's going. Well, and when's that happening?
What's the podcast? You should plug it.
We should.
The Golf Business Podcast. Charlie Burney is the host.
Yeah, it's a great podcast.
The Golf Business Podcast?
Yes.
You talk so there. What's it called? Tell me it's not called the Golf Business Podcast.
That's what it's called.
It is.
The Golf Business Podcast.
He talks to other course owners.
This is what happens when I'm left out of the loop. What? Yes, go ahead.
Golf course owners are funny people. They really, really are.
They're wealthy people. It's an expensive occupation.
Well, Oscar just told me that golfing, it's a big business. You know, there are entire areas of real estate that are dedicated just for the game of golf.
Okay,
they divide it into 18 different, call them holes. But there's short grass and very long grass.
I think he's probably going to the PGA show that they have every year in Orlando. I would assume, unless there's another conclave.
Maybe they do them in conjunction with each other, because this is all owners.
But I mean, I know that the biggie is the one that it's rarefied air, because you get to see all the new stuff. And only like professionals and friends of professionals and people that have inside friends, like Charlie Burney, are allowed to go to that. Not that I'd go, but I just...
The podcast is called The Golf... if you just search Golf Business Podcast, it is that podcast.
The Golf Business Podcast.
Yes, produced here proudly at Podcast Village.
He'll get someone on the phone that like lives in South Carolina and say, well, what are you going to do in the winter months? And the guy says, I don't know that it's worth it to tarp them. Don't worry about tarping them. He's talking about
the intros. Does he have announcers or anything? The Golf Business Podcast.
I'm almost positive it's Charlie Burney, but if there's a celebrity voice.
Yes.
No, I mean, I'm enthused with that. I mean, all right, you know what? Do me a favor right now.
I'm texting him now. I'm asking him about the trade show. I'm asking
you're going. You're going to meet with a client today for yes. Podcast Village. Yes. Podcast Village is your second hat. Yes. Your second yes. big yes. hat yes. that you yes. wear. Yes. The big hat is with the Mike O'Mara show. The second big hat is with the Podcast Village. Yes. And you're going to meet with a client today. Can you list right now?
Yes.
Currently, the public consumption podcasts that are known, not for corporations, but the ones that the public can view or listen to that are produced at podcasts.
Yeah,
Village.
I'll give it to you.
Are
you right able now. To do yeah, that? I'm pulling it up right now as we speak. The list is okay. long. It
so
is.
We've got, I know right now, the we're kind of the flagship here. We're the cornerstone
yes,
of it.
Yes, yes.
The Mike O'Mara Show, which tapes every day in Podcast Village. Then there right. is Hey Phrase, yeah, and then there's yes. Oh My Golf.
Here we go. American Diplomat.
Oh, I love American Diplomat.
All right, now hold on. I want to, because I want to ask about these. American Diplomat. That's one. What is that? What I think it is about. It's about the inside business of diplomacy in Washington.
Their tagline, Mike, is "Real Stories Behind the News," and they have a retired diplomat, Pete Romero, who calls on his friends and talks about all the stuff that goes on behind the scenes internationally. And it's a fascinating show.
Is it a? Does it have a political angle to it? Where do they talk about the issues of the day, like the Ukraine situation? That's
they
top of
touch
mind?
On it, but it is more about it's the business of diplomacy.
It's apolitical, but it's fascinating when they have a diplomat that, for example, was stationed in an American diplomat. Was stationed in Venezuela in the middle
hot
of
spot.
Yeah, a hot spot and what they had to go through.
They just did a fascinating Thanksgiving episode where they talked to five different diplomats that were talking about how hard it was to get turkeys in the Middle East for Thanksgiving. And that's stuff they talk about.
See, like, I love that. That would great. Be fascinating. Intriguing. I mean, that'd be something like, what's the next one?
Pod for the Cause.
Pod for the Cause?
Pod for the Cause.
Tell me about
which
that one.
Which is from the Leadership Council for Civil and Human Rights, mm-hmm. civilrights.org, Mike, which is an international organization. Pod for the Cause talks about civil liberties and really it's built for, I would say, this new millennial base that is trying to change the world and create an equal playing ground for those with disabilities, minorities. It's wonderful.
A great,
this is amazing.
With a yes. youthful energy, too. It's yes. got a really young feel to it. It's great.
All right. What's next?
Notes from the Backpack.
Aha. Notes from the Backpack.
Yes.
Okay.
And this is right up Rob's alley. It's from PTA, the National PTA Association, mm-hmm. Parent Teachers Association.
Okay. Oh, that's interesting. Notes yes. from the Backpack.
Something Carla might love.
They did a good example.
Benefiting parents of children, school-age children?
One of their greatest episodes was talking about the transition from elementary to middle school. It's very traumatic. And they had an excellent authorities on to tell the best way to ease your kid into it. It's very helpful.
Very good. What's that?
All right, we got a health gig, and that's from our friend Doro Bush from the Bush family with this health and wellness podcast that's been running for some time now. Won awards.
Health gig.
Living mindfully, Mike.
All right. Very good. I like that.
And
right,
then as next? We move on down the line here, we've got the ambassador and the general.
Now, this is great. It's general and
heard
ambassador.
That. I'm sorry,
general
about and ambassador. That one before.
Now, yes. This one is such a great notion. What they do is they take a 3 or greater star general from the military and pair them in an interview setting with the ambassador that they dealt with when they were stationed. And they talk about how they worked hand in hand to make the situation work as far as
diplomacy. For those of you listening right now, you can tell this is a D.C.-based operation. So a lot of this is Washington, D.C. and
but
inside
the general stuff, and the ambassador, their sweet spot is middle America.
Exactly. That's where they're really
like I mean, they have so many downloads from middle America simply because people have – they've lived this. The bases that are there, people have been – it's wonderful to see.
You don't realize.
I'm hearing this education theme through all of it. That's incredible.
You don't realize how the diplomat mm-hmm. and the military have to work hand in hand just to keep the dust settled over there when they're stationed. Yeah. It's great. Fascinating. It's fascinating.
Also, and like it's also fascinating when the Secret Service, they have such high level guests.
When a 5-star walks in, it's sort of a big deal.
When they completely barricade the doors and they have to come in and do multiple sweeps before anybody even arrives.
Check the pocket of money.
A fun dance to watch.
Very cool.
All the best, Mike, from the George and Barbara Bush Foundation just launched. We've talked about that on the program. Moving on, we have Ink Tank from the Ed Snyder Center at the Smith School of Business. Okay. Ink Tank is really about game changers and the future of business, but also disruptors, anything from cryptocurrency.
Listen to this Podcast Village lineup. Listen to this thriving, humming machine that I am so proud to be a part of. These goes keep going. What
autonomous
else?
Autonomous vehicles and the Santana Moss Show, as we've talked about here on the program multiple
sports
times.
Show, right?
Sports show.
Boots. He always brings in a 5-star general.
Stop it. All right, go ahead.
Bootstrapped from also the Smith School of Business. What really was one of the cornerstone shows here before we started Podcast Village, and one of our favorites, Power Station.
I love Power Station, hosted by Ann Pasmanic, talking about people that use usually a nonprofit organization to make a difference. And this is a great DC-based podcast because she's no stranger to speaking on Capitol Hill and all the lobbyists up there, but she uses her power for good. Ann is the best.
And this is the last one, a real outlier. And this is just, there are five more, but I would like to keep.
Tech 411?
Yeah, Tech 411 is on hiatus. We've talked about that multiple times.
That doesn't count. Stop it.
Oh my God, we talked about that. This next guy, big guy in multiple ways. We have a show called Big Joel here. Big Joel, he definitely has the charisma that you would want to hear on a program. And it's not just about business, but it's also about your overall well-being. Like, what is your next big idea? How are you going to get to the next big step?
He doesn't shy away from discussing food. I like this aspect of his show.
Not to mention, any more that you wanted to list?
One more is Count on Your Census. And Count on Your Census is really built around, you hear it.
Census.
The polling of the population of a country.
Census.
Okay.
And last but not least, Mike, I want to tell you the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yes.
It's killing.
And I mentioned Hey Phrase and Oh My Golf as well.
Yes.
All right, very cool. That's what's happening.
I'm sorry, I totally forgot. Yes, the Real Washington, Mike, is another program that is just launched. Mm-hmm. We're super excited about that. And I Don't Give a Damn with Dominique Foxworth is a fantastic digital show for ESPN, which I think is going to become a television show. And again, you would just go to wherever it's I Don't Give a Damn. You'd watch there online. And then there are four more projects I cannot talk about yet that will be launching here the first quarter.
All right. That's exciting.
Tell him about the four.
No, I'm not.
Just tell him.
I can't because we signed an NDA.
I don't know. I didn't sign anything.
Well, that's exciting. Yes. So that's what's going on at two locations in Washington, D.C., and still the idea of coming to a city near you soon, so hopefully, somewhere in the near future.
God willing.
If we'd like to do that.
Yes.
And, it's just it's exciting to have this platform, and we're kind of early birds into this world of podcasting, and I'm very proud to be associated with it.
The hard part is really finding the right people, Mike, and I didn't think we were going to talk about this because it is an early start so I can get to another meeting, so I do appreciate you guys accommodating. What I want to say is that between our show and like the Mike O'Mara Show and Pony Boy and Maddie and everybody else, like we've afforded, I think, what is a wonderful team, a nucleus of a team that has grown into Podcast Village. And Mike, you're every bit a part of it as when we ask you for a liner, when you're the voice of Real Washington, anything like that, like you acquiesce right away. You don't bitch about it. You work and you get it done and they love you. So thank you so much.
Well, Charlie Burney, I was talking to him yesterday and I had a nice conversation.
It was sweet.
With Charlie, and Charlie seems very happy with the way everything's going. He's the poobah at Podcast Village our landlord and the man that keeps everything chugging. And you are the point man for all of these enterprises. And I know, Rob, you're very involved with all these enterprises as well. It's a big deal, and we hope it continues to grow. And the bigger it gets, the better it is for not only Podcast Village, but the Mike O'Mara Show as well. So if you heard anything in any of those podcasts that piques your interest, go check it out and make sure you can find it. And perhaps on the Mike O'Mara Show page, we might want to have a little presence for Podcast Village.
I think that
might be a really good idea if you're curious about what's going on.
Something tiny at the very bottom in the corner, maybe just a little guy.
Yeah, just a teeny tiny little thing.
Button.
Put one of our emojis on there.
All you have to do is...
Put one of Maddie's emojis down in the lower right.
She's the best. Although I loved your ambulance yesterday.
Thank you. The ambulance was... I was proud of that.
That was a good one.
Jumped right off at me, and I was kind of excited.
That is proof of life within our team.
I didn't know if you were sending that you were part of the thread, or perhaps it was a code.
Yes, code for save my life.
We talked about that, right? When we talk to each other,
we now will do a rescheduling for shows, and it's constantly changing. So
earlier
something
programs.
Will come up, and we will change the times. And we all acknowledge that we've received the text by responding with a different emoji. They make no sense
most
of
all.
The time. but they are fantastic.
I put the llama because I'm from Bolivia.
No, I would think you would say llama.
Llama. I should say llama.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, I should.
I go deep sometimes. I go deep into the emojis just to find something that's appropriate.
Maddie has something I've never seen before.
No off switch, Mike.
Yeah. Maddie, do you have like a you have an extra like
she has the mayor's package, right?
Yes, exactly.
Where did you find that sad face that was mad at the world?
I really do a lot of digging just to find the right one.
Do a lot of researching for the emojis. Because
That one looked like it was pissed, yet funny, yet devilish. I was like, where did you find that?
But it actually, I think it started off because I meant to hit a thumbs up, and I hit the wrong one, and I was so embarrassed. And then somebody else just sent another random one, and I was like, oh, I guess this is a thing now.
One time, I used the same strategy of the emojis with when we were doing political persuasions, and I meant to send a thumbs up to Chris Freitz, and I accidentally sent a heart.
I'll send an emoji to all of you.
That's embarrassing.
I just sent an emoji that is my wish for Mike O'Mara and Podcast Village. It's kind of a more of a message to Oscar.
Yes. Very good.
Where is this? What's this say? Did I get it? I didn't get it.
That's a message to
I didn't get it. Oh, here it goes. Oh,
yes.
I got something to write back for you. Hold on a second.
Mike, I think that's something we all can
agree on. He's going to write back to you. Now I'm going to, what are we doing? We're doing a show. While Oscar's texting me back, I wanted to simply say I'm excited about Elizabeth coming here for the holiday. And listen to this.
Yeah, it's coming up. It's very close.
12 days left for Christmas.
12 days.
A dozen, cousin.
12 days left to fill the stocking.
Here he comes.
12 days left for Christmas. Of Christmas. Are you ready?
Here he comes, Mike. Here he comes.
Only got 12 days.
Hi there. Only 12 more shopping days left. You better step on it or...
You'll be sorry.
That really, of all 25 of them, that one might be the best.
Yes, it is. It's and they're all great.
Well, they are. I mean, it's like choosing a favorite child.
They truly are very, very, very text. Special. Hold on just a second.
No, you just want to make sure.
Yeah, pray for that. Okay, I will. Something to go to Midnight Mass for.
It was either that or the rosaries.
Yeah, that's a Tony Bennett text.
Look here.
Hey!
No, none of us did that on stage in Las Vegas. We didn't do the Tony Bennett greeting.
Actually, I think we did.
We did. Did we all do the Tony Bennett greeting?
Yeah, I think we did on night one. I think we did.
Friday.
Oh, my God.
As we were leaving the stage.
Before we open the show here, I do want to touch on Mr. Spiewak and Loudoun County because Rob was bitching a little bit when he came in about what they've canceled school for absolutely no reason. Is that what's going
Mike,
on here?
We woke up to a 2-hour delay for dry roads and 36 degrees, but then the notion of a possible, and I did see a raindrop when I got to work today, one raindrop, but then they closed, Mike, they scold.
Good morning. Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. Loudoun County Public Schools is closed today. Thursday.
I know, he's an educator. Is closed.
Loudoun County Public Schools is closed today.
Yeah, this is Wade Byard. Please hold. So anyway.
How embarrassing.
Why do I think that perhaps if you considered Loudoun County Schools as a single entity.
That's the problem.
Perhaps they were. In that educated suburban community be the only ones that have questioned that?
Well, the problem is about Loudoun County is that it is a big, sprawling, one of the fastest growing counties in America.
Right.
And it does include parts like Leesburg that are perfect suburbia. But then it also includes the wild mountains of like Lovettsville and stuff that's way out there that have different weather patterns.
It's gorgeous. And if you could work from home, and I'm actually shocked to say this.
Yeah.
If I could work from home and I lived anywhere, I guess, and I had a big family.
Sure.
I would live in Leesburg.
It's a great place.
It's absolutely beautiful.
And
everything seems new. And it's shiny.
It's still got some character because it is an old town. And we got in sort of ahead of the boom out there, a little bit ahead of the boom. But Loudoun County does include mountains and farmland. And so they do have to allow for those different weather patterns. That's where Robert benefits, because if there's snow in the mountains, they've got all the roads clear in my house, but he still doesn't have to go to school because it's a countywide decision.
They canceled today. Did they have snow in the mountains?
No, we had a sprinkling of snow on Tuesday, was it, or Wednesday?
A little bit.
But they didn't do anything for that.
And
so
also,
what they're calling for is the possibility of freezing rain during rush hour. The possibility of freezing rain during rush hour.
We'll be okay.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm not.
That'll be okay. Also, are you scared about your son being at home now that he's like he can do more than he used to do before?
What do you mean, like blow?
Anything's possible.
Well, you know his sister's home now, so she'll rat him out.
And is also, keep in mind about the day off. Is he happy?
You think he's going to open his eyes before noon?
Oh wow! So he's just sleeping.
He's just sleeping. And oh, and speaking of which, this also means a day off for the wife. Because she's a county employee.
Oh, so everybody's
sleeping.
Home.
Yeah,
that's a log cabin.
Yeah,
exactly. So is your house right now as we tape this at approximately 7 minutes after 9 a.m. Eastern time on a Friday?
Yes,
your whole family is asleep right now.
Of course, absolutely.
Oh, that would grind my gears. Yeah, oh, that would drive me nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'm lucky if I have kids, but those poor kids. Yeah. Oh, man.
But then again, you know, in your wife's case, she's working there all the time, so she's taking the opportunity to, you know, get a few extra winks. And if the kids aren't going to wake up, nobody has to get up. And your daughter's back from college, so she's not working.
Yeah, she's probably she's probably exhausted because she, you know, the last 4 or 5 days.
Finals.
Finals and stuff. And also, I didn't realize this. She told me I could have come home a day earlier, but every art student has to go and clean up the art space before they are allowed to leave.
Good.
So she was working on that, too. But we are very excited for her. We don't have all the grades on paper yet, but it looks like she had a dazzling first semester.
Dazzling means straight A's, baby.
I'm not going to jinx it, but I couldn't be any more proud of her.
My freshman year, wow, I called home. I told that story.
What?
Hey, there's the guy that hates me repeating stories. I told the story when I called home.
I don't remember this.
I don't either.
Called my parents from Marist College. Yeah. Told them I was in college material. Went to my intro to philosophy course with Dr. D.A. Drennan and walked out and go, I'm not college material. I'm not college material. I don't even know what he's talking about. I'm dead, mom, dad.
Isn't it?
I can't do it.
Isn't it
horrible? I'm going to put your mother on the phone.
Isn't
right
it horrifying, though, after, you know, sort of, you know, going through high school and knowing the system and knowing how things work? And then you sit down. For me, it was a class on macroeconomics.
No,
and I sat down,
a big one too.
And I watched, my mouth fall open because I could not understand.
You can do anything. Just get a tutor.
Thing.
Yeah. Get the help.
I remember right towards the end of my college career at the American University, I got a B+ on my economics final, my macroeconomics final, and I actually recorded the sound that was playing over my head.
Heavenly.
There it is.
Did you look at the sky and scream?
The same. The
paperwork error.
The same call that you made regarding your call, I'm not college material, to your parents.
Yes.
Was that a similar call made after your first marriage imploded?
I'm not marriage material?
Yeah. It was, you know, I'm not marriage material. And
Or was it he's not marriage material?
No. I said it called my mom. I said, I'm not. I just don't think I'm marriage material. And my mom said, oh, honey, you're absolutely right. Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
All right, now. What seems to be your trouble?
I feel depressed. I know I should be happy, but I'm not.
Well, as they say on TV, the mere fact that you realize you need help indicates that you are not too far gone. I think we better pinpoint your fears. If we can find out what you're afraid of, we can label it. Are you afraid of responsibility? If you are, then you have hypangeophobia.
I don't think that's quite it.
How about cats? If you're afraid of cats, you have alerophasia.
Well, sort of, but I'm not sure.
Are you afraid of staircases? If you are, then you have climacophobia. Maybe you have thalassophobia. This is fear of the ocean. Or gerophobia, which is the fear of crossing bridges. Or maybe you have pantophobia. Do you think you have pantophobia?
What's pantophobia?
The fear of everything. That's it!
Actually, Lucy, my trouble is Christmas. I just don't understand it. Instead of feeling happy, I feel sort of let down.
Incidentally, I know how you feel about all this Christmas business. Getting depressed and all that. It happens to me every year. I never get what I really want. I always get a lot of stupid toys or a bicycle or clothes or something like that.
What is it you want?
Real estate. Our director will be here any minute and we'll start rehearsal.
Director? What director?
Charlie Brown!
Oh no, we're doomed!
This will be the worst Christmas play ever.
Lucy? Get those costumes and scripts and pass them out.
Snoopy, you'll have to be all the animals in our play. Can you be a sheep? How about a cow? How about a penguin? Yes, he's even a good penguin. Ugh, I've been kissed by a dog! I have dog germs! Get hot water! Get some disinfectant! Get some iodine!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
A video day, Mike is dancing like Shermie.
Yeah.
From when they're all having the party. We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Glad to have you along.
Yes.
Everyone. Hi. From New Brunswick, New Jersey. Let me try that again.
Where was that?
Close. It was close.
Very close.
From New Brunswick, New Jersey to Miami, Florida. Whittier here next week. Elk Grove, California. Oh, Coos Bay, Oregon. Bedford, New York. Kong, Ireland. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now.
Mike, and I found out something about Kong, Ireland. That's where they shot the John Wayne movie, The Quiet Man.
Quiet Man.
And yeah, that's their big industry in Kong. They have a statue of John Wayne and Maureen O'Hara in the middle of the city.
God,
that's how they really base their whole city's economy.
Not that great a movie either, really. Did you like the movie?
It's nice.
It's nice, but it's not like my favorite Irish
movie. No, it's not. What's your favorite Irish movie?
Oh, there's one that I can't remember right now that I'm trying to think of. Oh,
is it the one where they make De Niro look young?
No. Oh, God. Ryan's Daughter.
Okay, yeah. That's a good
Ryan's
one.
Ryan's Daughter, movie? I liked a lot. No, really. Kind of cool. Kind of a, sounds like it could be a kidnapping.
Yeah, I was like, someone got kidnapped.
Ryan's Daughter. Our show today brought to you by Cornerstone. I am a personal celebrity endorser.
Oh, look at this.
Of the people at Cornerstone. Yes. I'm so happy to be associated with Cornerstone and the fact that we're doing business with them and that they've been a supporter of my show. I'm so glad to finally have an opportunity with low interest rates to make a move down here to more space, which we have needed for the whole 6 years we've lived down here. Mm. And to get the process underway, I made a phone call, the one I'll give you at the end of this commercial, and I made a phone call to Cornerstone First Financial. And when I did, everything I've been telling you came true for me, which means ease of use, their guaranteed loan rates, which is fantastic for somebody that's nervous when you're, you know, I was putting a house on the market and buying a house at the same time.
It's very, very hard.
Nervous, very nervous.
Cornerstone First Financial would like to say thanks and Merry Christmas to the dozens of Mike O'Mara Show listeners who became Cornerstone customers this past year, including me. TMOS listeners are some of Cornerstone's favorite customers. They're laid-back, responsive, intelligent, savvy, and most of all, friendly. I would not fit into the laid-back category, but that's okay. I am intelligent, and I am savvy.
Thank you very savvy. Much.
For all your mortgage lending needs, please keep Cornerstone First Financial in mind. And this is a wonderful time to take advantage of this. We love our long-term relationships with Cornerstone, and I can personally endorse them. They treat you right. Here's the phone number if you want to get yourself a loan of any kind, 202-625-1221. Ask for Joanna. She's helping me lots and lots. 202-625-1221 or check the web at cornerstonefirst.com. She called the other day, and of course, when I see her, it's the loan process. I'm like, what? What's going on?
Excuse me?
You need something?
What's the matter? What's the matter?
No, I just wanted to, I heard you said we didn't call you. I said, yeah, you called me.
Oh, they heard that, did they?
And so she's listening, and Mark Livingstone and the gang over at Cornerstone First Financial are good people. Personal attention from application to closing. I can testify to that. Cheers from Cornerstone. And because I thought when you see that, the nervousness begins to subside when you get this stuff rolling.
I was wrong about the 3 months.
Yeah.
I was wrong.
They come in. That's the final piece of that puzzle is next Tuesday.
But the pieces
when they come in here to get their final looky look. That's it.
No, but all the pieces are falling into place. And as I recall, it has been 10 years since I bought a house. But as you get closer and closer, the tension sort of relieves. Mm.
Well, this is tension not buying a house. This is tension selling.
Yeah.
And you know,
it's still
under the DGH rule that I you know, and you know, my mom worked in real estate for years.
Well, I didn't know that.
I yeah, she did. You know, she took a second job when I was younger, and she you know, that's the whole thing in real estate. It's done when it's done. Mm-hmm. That's the way you look.
Is
at
that
it.
When they called her the slum?
I don't want to like start thinking about that because no. I'll have a nervous.
I'll give you a nice palate cleanser, Mike.
Please,
this quick. Yes. I know we've got some time here, but last night we. Probably were at the office till, and by the way, I mean Rob Ford and I till.
Oh, the dynamic duo.
Yes, till I would say 10 o'clock at night, 10 p.m. I get home and my wife is upstairs in bed. She's watching the marriage movie you talked about.
Marriage Story.
Marriage Story. So yeah, turn that off. Mike says we're going to get divorced if you watch it with your.
All right, whatever floats your boat. Yeah, if you want to use me,
as
nothing could be further from what I said.
It.
I thought it was fantastic.
I could tell she had just started because it was paused.
But you know what? Right. You don't have to really take all the blame. I'm part of a Facebook page called Unspooled, talks about movies, and someone posted today, who has the guts to watch The Marriage Story with their spouse?
You're not alone. It's powerful, and I think
so.
You're gonna
I said, it. Let's like, watch it on your own time. Like, please.
Doesn't this make it our
I
time?
Like, we're in a good space. I don't want this to become something.
It's not gonna throw you if you're not in trouble.
That's fine. I take a shower. I get back in.
Nice.
I pass out. I wake up around 11:30. She's still up. What a wonderful life. And she's watching The Marriage Movie. I said, really?
You want? How'd you like it?
I said, you want to get divorced? What did I tell
you? Why are you so afraid? Why are you persecuting that woman who's simply getting some entertainment on what is arguably one of the finest offerings of this cinematic year?
When you say, hey, this is something you got to watch alone after our long conversation.
I never said, did those words come out of my mouth? That it's something you have to watch alone.
No, you did not say that, but you did. I will say the truth lies
in the
middle.
I know I mentioned that I looked over at Carla when I was getting emotional because of my personal story. Yes. I do not want to say watch the movie. Like, go ahead. If you got a happy marriage, watch it. If you got an unhappy marriage, watch it.
It's too early.
You don't know the status of your own marriage?
You know what I mean.
I guess
it's
I do.
It's not going to push you. Here's the great thing about that movie. It doesn't push anybody in any direction. It shows what appears to be what people go through.
An accurate
it's very
depiction,
real.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not. It's like you're afraid that she's going to watch this movie and go, hey, wow, this is a, you know.
She's impressionable. She's young.
Did she watch the whole movie?
No, because I woke up and I said, really?
Oh, God.
You want to roll them bones? And then she's like, fine.
I guess I traumatized you. I guess
I scared you. Well, you've been divorced three times. Two times. You know how to do this.
Two times.
You know
married three.
You know how to do this.
Seems to me that he might be aware of some structural deficiencies that he doesn't want to.
In my home.
Well, I should say this.
In my parents.
I'm currently in my 10th year of marriage, which is a new, just happened.
Exactly, Mike. It's your personal best.
I'm light years ahead of the previous two marriages.
Congratulations. Progress.
Well, Mike, by the way, it will not happen again. I can't do it again. I don't want to be one. I just heard that William Shatner's 88 or something like that and got divorced.
Well,
what the hell are you doing getting divorced today?
Oh, he
Larry
can
King, William
it.
Shatner.
Well, Mike, you have to divorce because he's already killed one. So, I mean, there's only a few ways out.
It's come
what
on.
What a horrible thing. So you're a monster.
That is.
But anyway, these old men that get, it's like, boy, if you want to, your odds are pretty slim.
Denny Crane.
Unless there's somebody else. There.
I don't know how you.
I'll throw up.
Do you fall in love that late in life? I feel like you just would hire escorts at that point.
I would think you'd have a caretaker of some kind and pay them. I mean, I don't.
But
want
isn't that
to
marriage
my,
really?
What's that?
Isn't that marriage really paying for?
No,
a
but
caretaker?
I don't want to live my life. I mean, right now I'm 60. I'm not doing it. I won't get married again. I wouldn't ever think about. It. And I'm very happy in my marriage.
Well,
and I believe.
Yeah, you won the Powerball.
Yeah, you did.
Won the Powerball two times in a row.
But I think she might be happy too. You never know. 100% sure.
Your caretaker, if you got one, would it be a male or a female?
Male.
Because I'm thinking of the guy behind Mr. Potter.
Yeah,
and it's a wonderful.
Yeah, a male. It would wheel me around. Yeah, push
me
up. Push me up. I want to get a better view of the parade.
Do you want a strong, good-looking guy, or do you want, like, an ugly good-looking guy? I mean, an ugly strong guy. My apologies.
I would like an ugly, strong guy because I don't want anybody taking the thunder from me.
Okay, I'll drop off a resume.
Because then you get the women look at the wheelchair, look at me, and then look at him and go, oh.
You're the star.
Anyway.
You're the star.
I think
my eyes are down here.
Did she? Obviously, she watched a lot of it. Enough of it to formulate some sort of an opinion. Did you talk to her about
it? This is real, and it's really messed up. So,
oh dear.
I would say, ladies, that You're probably going to hate me for saying this. Okay, so my mom, one of her biggest bones to pick with Shannon as my possible soulmate.
Greatest constructed sentence ever, by the way. You just heard it.
Jesus Christ, help me.
Was that she's a child of divorce. And she said, well, she goes, that's too much for me. I can't, that if you can, for her.
So it's a big deal, not that Shannon
is
never divorced.
This is a big reveal for him. I can tell when he
reveals
something. Big reveal.
Don't ruin it for me. Don't make it about you. Make it about me.
Just let him
talk. Yeah, let me talk. God. And I said, what's the big deal, mommy? And then she said, well, that means that she knows it's possible to break up a home. Like she's seen it happen.
This continues that fantastic dynamic between your wife
and
your
said,
brother.
Well, mom, sometimes it's like I'm learning in business school that it's a bad business deal. You just got to cut your losses. And right. She said, en los ojos de Dios, in God's eyes,
yes,
a marriage is not a business deal.
Yeah,
and I said,
right.
I said, well, God's not providing a 401k.
Yeah.
And at that point, true. She started weeping. Because my
you were being a monster.
He loves to make women cry.
Yes, said, he does.
And men. Yes,
I said because my wit was just too much for her. At that
but
point.
You feel I can tell by you wit. Telling this story. I can tell by listening to what you're saying that you that it is a tremendous fear.
So my mom
to have this marriage
seed,
and hurt your mother. So you don't want
she planted
hurt your
that
mom.
Seed. And if I got who you are, the Nolan Ryan. Or the better yet, you're the Cal Ripken, the Iron Man of divorce. And if you're telling me that, hey man, this is dicey territory, maybe not watch it with your spouse.
It was dicey territory because it brought up feelings in me, and it brought up feelings in Carla. It was a tough go in our first months of our relationship because of the fact that I was coming out of this other, even though it was over a year, I was still coming out of this other relationship. And I had kids and I had weekend visits and I had all that. And it's difficult for anybody coming in that. That's why people that do it 4 and 5 times, it's very, very high there. Total narcissism.
Offer something that you could tell your mom, and this is the truth, is that Carrie and I are both kids of broken marriages, right?
Yes.
It makes me want to work harder to make my marriage work.
I would say that you ask that same question to your wife, and then do you believe that you both are like, hey, we both want to work harder?
We've actually had the discussion.
Really?
Yes, absolutely. It's
wow.
And the one of the things is that both of our parents' divorces went well. They were high ground, and my parents are a textbook of it. Friends to this day. Mm-hmm. There has never been any acrimony between them, despite the whole thing. But still, even then— it's a marriage is, as Mike said yesterday, a divorce is a failure.
Yeah.
And when you see it happen, you don't want to go down that same road. It makes me more sensitive
to it. Well, in my eyes, I feel the same way about if my parents could stay together through all that drama.
Well, they're not together. He's in another country.
True. My father's architected a nice setup for himself.
Yeah, sure.
But overall, if they could stay together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm with you.
It goes both ways. Now, do I think my mom's old school and the fact that we, as Catholics, well, at times praise a piece of toast that looks like the Virgin Mary? Yeah, I get it. Like, it gets a little
toast.
Too religious
sure.
when it comes down to it. But again, when the Derek Jeter of divorces says to me, hey, man, it's dicey territory. I get superstitious.
Well,
I'll watch it alone, but I won't watch it with my wife.
Well, it kind of gets a pretty accurate. I think everybody has to. I look forward to reading the feedback over the weekend
and
from
I
our
think
listening
Mike,
audience about this.
You were probably a little more sensitive to it than Oscar or Shannon would be because you've been down that road.
Yeah, I've been down that road. So do you want the sensitive answer from Mike?
The HOVs
do you want
road.
The sensitive answer from Mike or do you want the monster answer?
Monster.
Oh, you want the sensitive one first?
Yes, yeah, please.
All right. The sensitive one first is it's a tremendously painful experience that most people that have a soul, a beating heart, suffer on both sides when they go through it. And I think that while I would not advocate staying in a loveless, bad marriage for any reason, really, any reason
whatsoever. Yeah, if it's a bad deal, it's a bad deal.
Staying in because your parents stayed in, had good ones, had divorces because you're both, that's not a good reason. But staying in a marriage because you think, hey, there's that spark that might still be there. There's no other reason. If you're unhappy, you should do it. But it's still, extremely painful to go through. All right, that's the sensitive
guy. And the other answer?
Yeah, it's just like changing a sweater. All right, here we go. All right, let's take a break.
A holiday sweater.
Yeah, an ugly
holiday sweater. A big, expensive, hundreds of thousands of dollars holiday sweater. We'll take a break.
Mike, half of that sweater, half of that sweater is gone.
We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Tyro is related to...
Did you take Latin?
Dairy.
I think you took Latin, right? You probably know.
So that would be... It's poisoning somebody with like milk or cheese or something.
Oh my God!
It's very impressive how you Google without even looking down.
I did.
You did?
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
You're looking at them all
5
happy.
Hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Yeah, turn the diss of the host into this promo, you snarky
You're the
fart.
Star, Mike. You're the star.
You snarky
You're
fart.
You're the star.
Yeah, I'm the star, you prick. Anyway, welcome back to... You were snarky all day, and then you put some of that snark in the promo. Boy, makes me happy. Way to go. Absolutely. Ho, ho, ho. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by FabFitFun. Sound the trumpets. The 2019 FabFitFun Winter Box is on sale now. The Winter Box is the perfect way to treat yourself or others while you get ready for the holidays with their amazing box of products. FabFitFun takes the hassle out of shopping by doing it for you. Each box is customized to your interests and delivered right to your door. These boxes sell out fast, so sign up for yours today. Carla flips out. She loved the last one she got because it's got a shower speaker that she's constantly playing Christmas music on. Ah!
Does she sing along?
No.
Oh, yeah, that's a shame.
You know what? Yes, she does.
Oh, that's
yes, she does.
Because you sound good when you sing in the shower. The reverb, natural echo in there.
Mm. FabFitFun is a seasonal subscription box with full-size beauty, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle products. It retails for $49.99, but always has a value over $200.
Damn.
Go to FabFitFun.com to sign up and start getting the box for a life well lived. Use promo code TMOS to get $10 off your first box. That's over $200 for only $39.99. Remember, go to FabFitFun.com and use my code TMOS to get $10 off your first FabFitFun box. Yeah, that brought back all the pain from yesterday's show with Rob and his football picks and Rob saying to me, you want a hug? And Rob saying, yeah, you look at YouTube. You were a snark. What was going on with you yesterday?
Mr.
I mean, I'm always in a mood, but what was your deal, Wade,
Why are you really yesterday? Mad at? Why were you lashing out on
why
Mike?
Why were you lashing out at us yesterday?
I didn't think I was lashing out yesterday.
Yes, you were. You were snarky Rob yesterday.
Remember when you, this is actually.
No, we'll get nowhere with this.
No, thing. It is the most wonderful time of the year. And, you know, there's a lot of things going on.
There's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on. And so,
it's good. You know, it's good going
will
on.
You feel,
it's hard
will
work.
I know you love doing it. It is a labor, but it is still toil. And will you feel when you complete the last fruitcake on Saturday, will you feel a sense, will that be, in a way, your Christmas starting?
Yes, it will, actually. Because you know why? There's a lot of people counting on this, and I don't want to let them down, and I'm very excited about the product. The recipe has actually been slightly tweaked this year.
Ooh.
I'm very, very pleased with the results, and I can't wait for people to get their teeth into them. But you know what? Until they are in their hands, the job is not done, and there is nothing greater than completing a project of this scope.
Well, I wish you the very best of luck, and for everybody that is Twitch going to be joining you again in the kitchens?
Yeah, I think we'll have the full complement with the addition
Shannon
of
Shannon and Maddie and Johnny
and maybe even
Tony and Gale, Zippy and
Gale
Kinhead.
And Bill. No, right, I think even Josh Murphy, the ex intern, might be coming by.
How's he doing? How's Josh Murphy?
He's doing great. Bone.
Bone.
Bone. He's awesome.
Winter's Bone. Bone.
He's awesome.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm happy for you, but yesterday that was very painful when he caught me looking at YouTube during a little quiz. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Oscar brought up a couple of weeks ago this Peloton conversation everybody was having about the massive controversy over a Peloton ad that shows a young husband, giving his young wife a Peloton for I guess Christmas or birthday or something like that, and she appears to be struggling to get fit for him, and they called it kind of a sexist commercial.
It depends on how you look at it.
Yeah.
My viewpoint, Mike, and I still stand by this, is mm-hmm. that it's hard to find time to work out. And as a guy who used to go to SoulCycle on a regular basis, when you miss those classes, it costs $35.
Was it SoulCycle or was it a spin class?
It's SoulCycle.
Is it SoulCycle?
That's a spin class.
Oh, and hey, then, Mr. Soul Sister, Soul Sister, Soul Sister.
And if when you don't go...
Do they play urban music? Is that why it's SoulCycle?
Different playlists.
Oh, okay.
Different playlists.
Right. I see.
You would lose out on that option. Like, you would lose that money. It's over. It's gone. You prepay it. And when I saw that ad, I was like, this is someone that's super busy and now can work out at home. But not everybody looked at it that way.
Here's the way I look at this. I think it's a little over the top. And I don't like to agree with you. I really don't. Mm-hmm. I'd rather have a debate here.
Yes.
I think it's a little over the top, the reaction that this got. When you're talking about a company losing $1 billion in market because of a commercial like this, because people were freaked out.
I think the word is triggered.
Yeah.
It was pretty amazing. The actress's name. So what it is, it shows the lady on that and that she's so happy. That's the gist of it.
She gets the
Peloton and she's very happy and she's grateful to her husband. But everybody said this is sexist. He's not satisfied. And his wife was skinny anyway. And, I wonder where those posts are coming from. The Monica Ruiz is the name of the actress. And Monica Ruiz finally this week goes on the Today mm-hmm. Show. And I watched the clip. And then part of the reason they had her on is they talked about this new ad she did with Ryan Reynolds' gin company.
Mm-hmm.
And Ryan Reynolds
Aviation
was scheduled
gin?
I think it's Aviation Gin.
Yeah.
And he was scheduled to be on somebody double check that. I want to make sure we get that right. I don't want to give somebody a plug that doesn't deserve
I'll
a plug.
I'll check it out.
Ryan Reynolds was scheduled to be interviewed on the Today Show as well. And this young lady, Monica Ruiz, who didn't immediately jump into the spotlight, she laid low with all of this, gave the most genuine interview. And it is Aviation Gin.
Yeah.
And the Aviation Gin commercial, after this Peloton commercial, is her drinking gin. And she chugs a martini. And, this friend of hers is saying, you're safe now. Like, she's this put upon. And it is brilliant in its simplicity and in its poking fun of social media and the outrage that we all love to feel.
The outrage.
It was hysterical. But not only that, and I give Ryan Reynolds a big salute for that, but the interview from Monica Ruiz, she was so genuine. It was so unpretentious. I mean, this type of controversy you normally have. I get 10 out of 20 actresses would come on with probably a lawyer next to her.
Of course.
Next to her.
A handler.
She sits down with Hoda, and she's talking about it, and she goes, well, what do you think was the deal? And she nails it. She nails it, and it's self-deprecating, and it's beautiful, and it's honest. She says, I think it's really my face, my eyebrows. And she's right. The look she has with her little curled up eyebrows says, I'm trapped in a, I'm in a Stockholm syndrome world here. And
I'm
she is like, I have to pedal faster or he's going to hurt me. It was that face and she nailed it.
She simplified it.
And I went, not, who crystallized this whole controversy for me? The lady that was in the middle of it. Yeah. There's so many people that wouldn't be that honest. And she was so brilliantly honest. And I think she has guts. The way she handled it on the Today Show, and she had guts to do that Ryan Reynolds gin commercial, was hysterical. Yeah. And what has she done? I think really, and I hope and pray for Monica Ruiz that this springboards her to an illustrious career. Because I thought she had, in this day and age of lawyering up and publicists and all the crap. And then they bring Ryan Reynolds in, who she had never met before until they were on camera together. And, he said, we're just trying to make a commentary on what's going on here. We thought it would be fun. And they turned the commercial around in 36 hours, mm-hmm. which I thought was spectacular. And it's just a moment where I just walked away going, okay, there are clear heads out there. There are good people, there are fun people, and it was great.
And,
I really love that.
And also, if you've ever done a class like that before, it doesn't matter if you're fit or not. You that face that you, that she had, and I wish I was in the room when they're shooting this commercial, because I know she's not doing a full class and then turning around looking at the camera with the look of despair, but that face. And if you go to I would say the Georgetown Soul Cycle,
yes,
they do this fun thing, Mike, when you hit your 100th ride, that they come in as soon as you don't even know you're hitting it. You're just finished with your with a cupcake, and they take a Polaroid of you while you just finish the class. Every one of those Polaroids are faces of despair, because you just got done with that class, and it's not flattering. You're shiny. You're looking, you're gonna fall off the bike. Thanks for the cupcake. So I recognize it. I'm like, that's what it feels like when you're done with these workouts.
So, well, but the accuracy didn't play to Middle America.
No, they did not know.
No, they don't.
Well,
no.
You know, I urge you, if you have not been tapped into this, and it might be fun because I think the controversy is gone now. Take a look at the Peloton ad, followed by the aviation gin ad, yeah, which is
Pony Letters about funny. The aviation gin after the holidays.
By the way, more reason that I love Ryan Reynolds. I think he's a smart, savvy guy, and I hope
and
he
got divorced at one point.
Yeah.
Yes, he did. Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
There it is, divorce. When we come back, well, it's our version of Polar Express. We'll be talking about Rob Ford right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Mike. You ready to get your tinsel in a tangle? We're having a holly dolly Christmas on the new episode of the Oh My Gosh Show, and y'all are invited. Plus, we're going to show you why the movement you need is in your shoe and bad Santa photos. We're still accepting submissions.
I'm on my f***ing lunch break, okay?
Ho, ho, you know you want to subscribe right now to the Oh My Gosh Show on YouTube and Apple Podcasts. I'm on my f***ing break.
Thank you. I didn't mean to hit that sound effect. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You know, the fingernail, it's addicted to, you know. That's what iPads love. Let me see. Let me see if this... I'm going to play Taking It to the Streets by the Doobie Brothers. Okay. I'm going to brush it with my fingernail. Okay. No, of course not. You know why? Why, Apple? Because I wanted it to!
You need to cut, you need to cut that Coke nail down.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. It's the Coke nail.
The holiday season is here. How do you thrive during the holiday season? Do you balance sleep, holiday planning, and making time to purchase the perfect holiday gift for the special people in your life? Well, may I recommend the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. It helps everyone get the proven quality sleep that will change their life. Sleep Number beds allow you to adjust on each side to your ideal firmness, comfort, and support. Perfect for couples. I've been sleeping on one for a very, very long time, and I adore it. Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, that's what I want to tell you about. It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you sleeping comfortably through the night. And with Sleep IQ technology inside the bed, it tracks how you're sleeping, gives you personalized insights for your best possible sleep. My Sleep Number setting is a 90. God, I had a good night's sleep last night. Carla's is a 65. We love it. Make spirits bright this holiday with gifts for quality sleep. The Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed adjusts on each side to give all a good night. From $999, only available at a Sleep Number store or at sleepnumber.com/TMOS. And when you go into one of those brick and mortar stores, tell them Mike O'Mara sent you.
Yes. Ooh. Do it. Do it.
Thank you.
Do
it. All right. Rob Ford, you guys have been kind of chomping to talk about Rofo, a man who used to be prominently featured on this show before he ventured off into the world of podcasts.
He was incubated in the Mike O'Mara
People
show.
People should know that he literally walked in off the street. You called for an intern. You said, I'd like a big guy to intern for the show. And he showed up a day and a half later, and he's been with us ever since.
And then we put him in the incubator, a little pink baby, and his arms and legs
lifeless.
Grew. And,
and then Tony Perkins adopted him for a while.
That's right, and turned him into a tent pole here at Podcast Village.
It's funny the way your brain works when you want to call him lifeless. Because there was a little bit of a, when he first came to work here, would it be safe to say that Rob and Rofo, were not exactly simpatico? Okay.
Because Rob and Rofo, first, both named Rob.
Yeah.
Both, I guess, bulkier guys. Is that the word I'm looking for?
Hefty.
So Rob saw a lot, both balding at that point, even 10 years ago.
Yes.
So Rob probably saw himself. Walking into radio, but the podcast in this
case. And also, Mike, you know that I have always had sort of a bit of a friction-based relationship with all interns. Oftentimes, yes. I will become friends with them.
Threats. But at the beginning, threats to him.
Yes, because they are threats. And also, I remember what it was like. And I remember the situation. And I want to
Would that be projecting a little bit?
Yeah, sure.
They make you a little uneasy. That's to be understood with what we put you through since I was the one.
And Ford's had some...
There were some incidences, yes.
Really fantastic moments on the show. I would say... and
I brought a bong to Maine.
Well, the hookah in Maine was a big thing. what was your quote, Mike? When you saw him outside on your family's generational home, and there was a hookah on your porch.
Yeah. So I said, what the f are you doing? What the f are you doing out here? You know,
it's apple cinnamon tobacco.
And you said, get that in your effing trunk right
put
now.
Put that back in your trunk.
Put that away. You're not gonna smoke a hookah out here. I know. Chill on your little habit.
Okay, so
piece of trash. Put it in your suitcase.
Also,
shopping bag luggage.
We don't celebrate, you know, the good. We just remember the bad.
Right.
Is when he's in a lovely relationship now, but that relationship started on rocky ground, and there was.
I wonder if he should watch that movie
when his girlfriend was hitting. Assaulted Rob Ford and was beating his chest, and then we said like a pinata, and if candy came out, like it was like there's the really raw moments in Rob Ford's world, and then the other moment where he was set up by the Washington Post on a blind date.
Oh, that's right, in the magazine.
And then he became a stage five clinger, and he demanded to know why they broke up at the young lady's birthday party that he wasn't invited to, and it just so there's all these iterations of Ford in our lives.
And he's a powder, and he's a powder.
Yes.
What's a powder mean?
He pouts.
He pouts.
Oh, powder. Okay, powder. Powder.
And we haven't had a lot of powders on the show. So, I mean, when he would be upset, he would like sulk.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
He would sulk.
So, I'm proud to say that he has grown up a ton in the past, I would say, 3 to 4 years.
Good.
Because he was a kid.
Yeah, he was a kid.
Yeah.
And
but one common thread through all of his... He's always made me laugh on the air.
Yeah, look, as
he's
a talent,
always been funny.
As a producer,
about
funny guy.
As a talent producer, there. I mean, outside of Rob Spiewak, there is no other as far as Podcast Village is concerned right now. So, and I will say, I say that with complete respect to Rob Ford.
Yeah, his and I can tell by the way you talk about him that you value him and
his work ethic is phenomenal. Important.
His work ethic is good. Outside, he runs a good session.
He really does.
Outside of things, all his personal things are, you know, almost institutionalized. I mean, it's just,
But there has been two incidents this past week. I think yours is more hefty in its scope, so I'd like to go first.
Please, yes.
So we're at the Podcast Village sort of potluck Christmas party the other night, right? And as happens at Christmas parties, it breaks off into like 2 or 3 groups, subgroups where people are talking. And Rob is talking to me, and... He's obviously, we've both helped ourselves to food and drink. And he says, are you aware of the Elvis room at the Playboy Mansion? And amazingly, I've never heard about this.
Never heard of that myself.
So it really sparked my interest. So I lean forward and I go to take a sip of my drink. And in my drink, which was beautiful, I limited myself to one pour that night.
He did.
Whistle Pig Rye. It was sensational. And I took a sip and I looked down and in my drink is a bottle cap. And I say, that's odd, because this drink has not been out of my hand. Mm-hmm. How did a bottle? And I say, I look at the bottle cap, and it's a Dogfish Ale. I said, who's drinking Dogfish Ale? And I am. Why? And I said, there's a bottle cap in my drink. I didn't put it there. And I go, and I saw, and I'm, this has to really flip me, because... I stopped thinking about drinking. I stopped thinking about Elvis.
You're sober. It's early.
And so I go up to the bar area, and what happened is we got a bag of ice.
And bar area, it's just, it's not even, there is like literally 3 bottles and some ice.
Yeah. I mean, that's
if I can interject for a second.
Please.
With an observation.
Yeah.
Regarding Rob and, I guess I'll, for the sake of argument, I'll use peripheral vision.
Okay.
Rob's field of vision is like no one's I've ever seen. There are times when I'm in front of you, and if you're looking down, I will be going like this to you. I'll be going, Oscar sometimes almost has to
like
jump
bang,
in your
bang,
lap.
Bang.
You yeah. don't.
I appreciate the fact that you've recognized my focus.
But I mean, you don't see
I tend to be singularly focused. That's true, and that's a fault. That's not good.
Okay.
However,
right, but I mean, you'd be easy. I'm saying to drop a
so,
cap.
Yeah, well, yeah. but it's not a gag.
Pop a cap in your ass.
So I walk up to where the ice is, and what happened is we had bought a 5-pound bag of ice. Yeah. We didn't have an ice bucket, so in the back we actually had that we bought for Podcast Village a brand new trash can, never been used before,
recycling bin,
like a little plastic guy.
Yeah.
So we lined it with a trash bag, then opened the ice, put the ice in the bag, put it in there. So the ice is double protected. It's just basically...
But it's right next to all the cookies and desserts and everything else.
On the counter, this bag of ice. And I said, did you put your bottle cap in the ice bag? He said, thought it was a trash can.
And did you put your ice from the trash can in your drink?
Yeah, because I just scooped it because that's where the ice was. It was in a bag of ice that we put in so it was standing up.
And you didn't notice going into the whistle pig?
You go in to take a scoop and you didn't. I didn't look. And he's like, well, you know, it wasn't a trash can. I said, it's a bag of ice on the counter.
It's literally on a counter. That's not where a trash can goes in the real world.
I swear to God, I think your twin sons are different mothers. I swear to God.
There's that.
But Mike, you'll be pleased to know that no adverse medical effects from drinking with a bottle cap in my drink.
Did you fish it out with your finger and get it out?
Yeah, and I threw it as overhand at Rob Ford and cut his face with it.
How much time do we have?
Let's take a break.
Okay.
And if you want to do Oscar's take,
I want to tell this story because I
just right, Oscar's take a break on this is great.
And more Rob Ford when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Well, look at here, Jack, shuffling down the
track. He's got a rhythm and a beat. Hello, Outlaws. This is Las Vegas legend Wayne Newton, and I love you. There are a few things in life that I require: peace, joy, and of course, convenience. That's why I like to listen to TMOS on Spotify. No matter where I am, in my downtown apartment visiting the Guinea Hens at Casa de Shenandoah, or on stage at the Sands, I know that my favorite TMOS troublemakers are just a few taps away. So remember, every night when your tuxedo hits the floor and you want some solid, marvelous entertainment, get your cellular telephone and grab some TMOS on Spotify. Just another great way to be a part of America. I wish you love.
Thanks, Wayne. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Zappos. Tis the season for internet shopping. All you need to do is lean back, relax, and visit Zappos. They are our partners. You know that. So when you show Zappos the love, it's like loving TMOS. And we love, love. And it ain't just shoes, baby. They got it all. Zappos is celebrating 20 years of the absolute best customer service and a selection that is unmatched. Thanks to over 1,000 trusted brand names, Zappos.com is able to help millions of customers create a long-lasting wardrobe that they love. There's that word again. Love!
Baby, exciting and new.
No matter what, get it at Zappos. Gifts for everyone, even yourself. We just ask that you support us both by accessing Zappos through our website. Just click the banner. As always, Zappos provides fast, free shipping, free and easy returns, 24/7 friendly customer service, and a 365-day return policy. Thank you, Zappos. You make us look good through the holidays and beyond. Well, it's not just throwing bottle caps in trash cans with ice that makes Rob Ford Rob Ford. Oscar works with him on a daily basis.
But it was
Rob
a trash
works with
can.
Him on a daily basis. What else is our boy Rob
one
Ford
of,
up
One
to?
Of the hardest workers I know, on his own schedule, mind you. He decides when he's going to work, but I think we all do.
He likes the later day.
Is your boy here?
But, yeah, you're right. That's probably one of the reasons I walk
in.
No,
I don't have that luxury as much anymore.
You don't have the luxury, but could, you'd tape the show at like 10 o'clock.
I think we do a great afternoon show.
Evenings
we do
with Mike
O'Mara. It's great. Right. On Sunday, this past Sunday evening,
yes.
Rob was kind enough to come into the office, and we're at Studio M at this point.
Yes.
Rob Ford. And we're working on, we have this big project that was taping on Monday. It was Monday. Monday, and I said, we got to get all this work done. And he's working on another project. And I said, just give me some time in the studio to get things done. And as I mentioned earlier, sometimes, Mike, it's just nice to have somebody there in case you have to lift something or move something around.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And
also, Mike, it's safety. You mustn't ever be alone.
It's a spotter.
Yes, exactly. Yes, of course.
Right. I got it.
So we work. I've been there since 10 a.m. that morning, Sunday morning.
Right.
My wife dropped me off, and she went to go see you guys doing fruitcakes.
Right. You went there right after Mass.
Yeah, right after Mass. And so I've been there since 10 a.m. Sunday morning, working. And Rob arrives roughly around 7 p.m.
Okay.
And then we're all working. We finally end up finish the project, makes real headway around 3:30 a.m. before Monday morning's show.
Jesus.
So we wrap up and we're like, oh man, that was like a brutal day. And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, yeah, I've been here since 10 a.m. the day before.
Right.
And he's been there since 7. And I was dropped off.
Right. Because you've got 9 more hours invested in it than he does.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm dead inside, dead everywhere. Dead,
Dom.
And We were going down the elevator. We throw some stuff in the dumpster from the equipment came in. We had to install. And I'm like, oh, all right, man, I can't wait like to just get home and go to bed. And he's like, yeah, me either, man. I was like, thanks for like, I know this is late. Like, this won't be like this all the time. Like, you just came out of the foxhole together. And I walk out and I'm like, hey, where are you parked? He's like, oh, down the street, down and up the street. And I'm like, oh. Okay, I was like, so I start walking with him, and I was like, man, yeah, I was like, I really miss having that, a ride, because my girl has my ride. And he goes, I totally get it. And I'm like, so I'm walking with him, and we're down like one city block, and I'm still walking with him, and we're just like small talk. He's like, yeah, well, and I was like, I guess I should probably get an Uber. He goes, yeah. He goes, all right, man, I'll see you later, And he took out his keys, jingled, and walked away from me.
You are waiting to what anybody would expect, especially like in the, you know, post-midnight hours,
yes,
to get a ride to your place.
He's going the same direction.
Literally has to drive by Oscar's street.
He dropped me off on the street. He's driving by my house.
This is where the WT comes in. This is where his social skills are, that he doesn't possess them. He doesn't have them.
Give me that. This is what I hear. I guess I'll get an Uber. I hope this Uber's running at 3:30 in the AM. He goes, yeah, man, yeah, I bet there are.
You know what it was.
He's walking away. And it's raining. It's raining. Yep.
He doesn't
I have
want
no umbrella.
He probably doesn't. Does he still have that? Does he still have that clown?
No,
car
he's got
that
a
he
new car
have?
From his parents. The parents gave him a car. Like he's
really,
he's got a nice
like,
Toyota.
Does it have room in it?
Yes, it's got everything.
What did he get a Toyota? It's not. What did he get a Toyota? What is
it,
the
it was
deal
free from
with
his
him
parents?
Getting cars?
RAV4.
He needs
Toyota
to
RAV4.
Get,
Toyota RAV4.
He,
whatever
he needs
it is,
to get a Hummer for Christ's sake. He needs my elbow
he
room.
He needs a town car.
He gets these cars. It's like you can't fit his thigh into
it. It's what you can
it.
Afford, Mike. And I hope one day we can put him in a place where we can afford something larger. God bless him.
It's not a question of money. Get a used tank.
He tried
to fit his ass.
He tried to do that and it broke down. So it didn't work out for him.
I thought it was a trash can.
Tell me it's not. Please tell me. It's not a Corolla.
No, it's like an SUV. It's a mid-sized SUV.
Oh, it's an SUV.
Yeah, he's fine.
Okay,
he's fine.
I'm calm.
And I know this. That's why I asked him about like the car. I'm like, hey, like where are you parked?
You led him exactly where you had to.
I walked a block with the man in the rain.
You were asking. Can I ask this question?
Yes.
Because do you find that he has a more interesting dynamic with Rofo than anybody else at Podcast Village? Because with you, with me, with Pony, say, what, you're not going to give me a ride?
Yeah, it's weird.
But with Rofo,
because he's like a brother slash son to me.
Yeah, I was going
to
say there's a
I want him to have the emotional IQ to say, hey man, I'm going the same direction. Let me drop you off.
It is a fatherly dynamic between the two of them, and I can see
right.
it because you know what? When Robert does something that is so empirically stupid like that, sometimes I let him ride it out because I want him to realize the consequences later. So
right.
it's I can see
just
sort of that. But
did you ever bring it up again with him?
Oh, no. I have been
really?
Waiting to discuss this program for a week.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
And he'll listen to this, and he probably knows because just yesterday when we wrapped up, he said – And I hadn't said a word to him. He's like, hey, are you wrapping up now or are you going home? And I'm like, oh, no. Do you need something? Because I had like another like 20 minutes of stuff, of busy work I had to do.
Right.
And
right.
he goes, no, I was just going to give you a ride because I'm going to head out now if you want a ride. So,
he's aware of it.
He's
that
aware.
That tells me he's aware and there had to be a reason.
I was shocked. I was also proud. I was like, that was really sweet.
For some reason, I don't know. I'm dancing in my head right now.
I know
now.
What it's happened.
Like, 10 little chipmunks. You remember that tale from the sea? Like he had a body in his car. No,
what happened
like
is he was driving home. He's going over the Key Bridge and he goes, wait. Wait,
Mike.
Oscar wanted a ride.
Mike, do you think so? Why would he have not
taken
you off?
22 minutes in the rain. I had to like shelter under a little alcove.
Not to mention that it's not like the good people are out at that hour.
I was stranger danger time. I was stranger danger time. Drunks, meth heads,
criminals.
Like I was literally looking across the street at these three dudes that either wanted to me or kill me. I don't know what they wanted to do.
I was murdered on the way home.
I'm standing there in like this clothes with a leather backpack on. I know I'm a douche. I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, but you look like you're a little target.
I thought my friend was going to take me home with him.
Yeah.
Could it have been the fatigue?
If yesterday hasn't happened, I would have said, no, the man's an alien and he's still working on his social IQ.
Right.
Yesterday he did ask. He said, "Hey, I know you don't have a car. Do you want to ride home?"
Yesterday wasn't 3 o'clock in the morning when you're walking through meth heads in the middle of the
district.
Evil city.
The district.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's either just total social miscue, misfire, or there was a hooker in the Toyota.
Yes.
A dead hooker. And
by the way,
based
on yesterday, based on the few shows that we've done this week,
yes.
When you come to Podcast Village, everybody that comes to Podcast Village has to go up the red carpet to see the lion with the wings that tells you about all the people that work here
King
at the Moon Land of Misfit
King
Toys.
King Moon Racer.
Ah, everyone wants a toy. Yes, over here is Rofo, who lets Oscar walk a half an hour in the rain at 3:30 in the morning. Yes, there's our misfit toy. Then there's Pony Boy, who can't hug Maddie. Yes, sirree.
But they're all rooted.
We are the land of misfit toys.
Those are the only two that are rooted in TMOS.
Yeah,
like we broke them early in life.
Yeah. Well,
now we're trying to fix them.
Don't get me started on Mike McIntosh. Okay. I love that kid like a grandson. I truly do. Yeah. Anyway, congratulations dealing with him
and you made
perhaps
it home.
A visit.
It's the holidays. Yes.
When he's in next time, please maybe a visit for him. I just like seeing his smile.
Done and done.
Face.
Done.
Well, I imagine when he hears that there's a get together next week, it would be hard to keep him away.
Oh, good. Yeah. I'm glad to hear that. I look forward to everybody being a little more relaxed when we do that on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll take a break, come back with the Audio Vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Un, deux, trois, quatre.
Time now for fun with languages. Today we speak French. The French champagne is celebrated for its excellence.
Le champagne français est célébré pour son excellence.
The Mike O'Mara Show is celebrated for its laughter.
Le Mike O'Mara Show est célèbre pour ses éclats de rire.
Your subscription to the TMOS Bonus Show is a celebration of both excellence and laughter.
Votre abonnement au spectacle bonus TMOS est une célébration de l'excellence et du rire.
It's your passport to the asport.
C'est ton passeport pour le port du cul.
Zoobie, zoobie, zoo.
Kiss, kiss to you all.
Thank you so much, John Biner Amato. We appreciate
John
that.
Biner!
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Ring. That was for you. The holiday season.
When I turn
around. I'm looking at my Ring Bud Light cam right now.
Yeah.
Beautiful sunny day up in Maine. A little sprinkling of snow on the ground.
Pretty.
How Christmassy is it? Carla, we're not going. Anyway, welcome back to the show. This segment brought to you by Ring. The holiday season can be a whirlwind of deliveries, visitors, holiday travel. The best time of the year to upgrade your doorbell and keep an eye on your home, no matter what and where the holidays take you or take you to. Or I didn't say it right. No matter where the holidays take you. Yes, meet up the holiday. Ring helps you stay connected to your home from anywhere. So, if there's a package delivery or a surprise visitor, you'll get an alert or so. You'll be able to see, hear, and speak to them all from your phone.
So, Mike, if John Biner were to come to your door, you'd know it.
I'd say, look, it's Jim Amato. doing another one of his crazy dialects. If you're on the go this season, whether it's across town or across the country, you can check in anytime for some much-needed holiday peace of mind. There was a snowstorm in Maine last week, and I was showing all my buddies the Maine house, right, which was live, real-time. It's still technology that I get wowed by. Mm-hmm. I love that I can just look at that as it's going. If you're on the go this season, whether it's across town or across the country, check in anytime to see how things are going. The Ring floodlight cam, which I have, allows me so much pleasure checking my house and seeing what's going on. And it's a Ring of security as well. As a TMOS listener, you have a special holiday offer on a Ring starter kit available right now. You get the video doorbell, the motion-activated floodlight cam, the starter kit. It's got everything you need to start building that Ring of security around your house, no matter what this holiday season brings. With Ring, you're always home. Just go to ring.com/TMOS. That's ring.com/TMOS. Additional terms may apply. We thank you, Ring, and happy holidays from all of our friends at Ring as well. And all I have to do is do this and press this and open this. Thank you very much. Take it away, Rob.
You know, Mike, it is Christmas, and I know you're wondering what this man is going to be doing.
'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring. Not even a mouse. Ooh.
I know you accuse me of doing a lot of Luke Bryan, but he puts a lot of stuff out there. You know, he wants you to know what you're doing for the holidays.
That's wonderful.
Do you know
that's
he's going to have, you mentioned snow. Mm-hmm. Luke Bryan's going to have a white Christmas by definition.
Okay. This year, we're excited. We are insuring ourselves of a white Christmas. Ooh. We're going snow skiing on Christmas. Ooh. So, snowmen, chestnuts, roasting by an open fire, the whole Jack Frost thing.
It's like watching
snow skiing. Chapped skin, busted lips.
I'm going snow skiing.
Skiing.
Isn't it just called skiing?
Snow skiing.
Snow skiing.
Might be
this
on
year,
side.
We're excited. We are insuring ourselves of a white Christmas. Right. We're going snow skiing on.
I'm sorry, you made me hate it.
Yeah, I think I'm on your side now.
Snow skiing. Here's snow one skiing. For you.
Yes.
So we'll change the topic here for Oscar. Did you go to
There's water skiing, Rob.
Yeah, but that is called water skiing. But when you say skiing, you think of snow.
Yes, that's true.
As the British say sometimes, sheeing.
Unless you're from Florida and you would water ski a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But it really depends on what you're doing.
But you never say skiing for water skiing.
What do you do when you're doing rails of cocaine?
You just say, hey man, Rob Ford, come on over. We're going to do some blow. I got a new glass coffee table, but Maddie's cousin fell on it.
I'll be over as soon as I can. I got to drop my boss off.
That dickhead.
Yeah.
All right. Oscar.
That's really what I think he thinks. He's an
asshole. Did you get to the Christmas party? Is it Takoyaki? What's the tower where the Christmas party was?
Nakatomi Towers.
Nakatomi Towers. Yes, did you make it to the party this year?
No, I didn't.
This is clever because a lot of people debate, and I kind of believe that it is, whether or not Die Hard is a Christmas movie because it has a Christmas setting. Mm-hmm. And I think it's as much of a Christmas movie as any sort of act, like the movie Ocean's 11. That could be a Christmas movie, the original with Frank Sinatra, because there's a Santa Claus in it. But it's not a Christmas-themed movie, but I'll give it a Christmas theme.
Okay.
A Christmas movie status. Here is a montage I found on the YouTube. It's called The 12 Days of Die Hard. Turns it into a Christmas movie.
12 terrorists at Nakatomi Plaza.
Been doing this for 11 years.
10 square blocks.
Mayday, mayday, Channel 9.
8 Lincoln 30 to dispatch.
The 7 members of the new Provo Front.
6 armed with automatic weapons.
5 imprisoned leaders of Liberté de Québec.
$4 million.
3 down, 4 to go.
Code 2 at Nakatomi Plaza.
He's killed one terrorist for sure, and he claims he's capped off 2 others.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Yippee-ki-yay, mother Christmas.
I like it. Nice and short and sweet. Yes! That's awesome.
I really like that. I thought that was
good.
Did
you send me that?
I will, as a matter of fact.
I'll play that for my nephew.
Very cool. Now, did you know that today, in the middle of December, is National Ice Cream Day?
Ooh.
No, that's a stupid time. It ought to be July. I really, really miss it on my keto program now.
The I Scream, You Scream, We All Scream for Ice Cream that you're hearing right here dates back to the 1920s. The original name of the Eskimo Pie was an I Scream Bar, and it was turned into this pop record. So that's how long that expression has been around.
Or is it genius from Big Ice Cream to bring have you think of ice cream when you least expect it. So they can.
You know, I'm just wondering. My mom used to say, "Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream." I remember my mom used to say that. So that was a very big part of pop culture back in the olden days. I remember.
What would
that.
You say?
As far as ice cream,
yeah, when I'd she would sing that to you,
I said, "Stop it, Mom!
I want my burgers flat.
I want my burgers flat. Make me a McDonald's burger."
You know what Rob Ford says? You go to Rob
Surprise
Ford.
Child 7 years after your last child was born. Mom!
And she would flatten them out for you, right?
Yeah, put a pickle on them.
It's so sweet.
It still doesn't taste like McDonald's. The bun's wrong.
The bun is wrong.
It's too well baked.
It's too good.
Come on, Mom. Can't Dougie come over? I know he spit out the BLT when you made it for him.
Join us later when Rob Ford will be screaming for ice cream. Not giving Oscar a ride home. A health warning, Mike. Let's close with this as we go into the weekend. I want everyone to be careful. A health warning. We don't want anyone to sacrifice their health, especially this time of year.
Doctors are warning people to moderate their food intake in the coming weeks to avoid so-called holiday heart syndrome, which is an irregular heart rhythm caused by poor nutrition. And it's especially bad for Americans around the holidays of Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, President's Day, Easter, Mother's Day, Father's Day, the 4th of July, Arbor Day, Labor Day, and Tuesday through Sunday.
So put down the cranberry sauce. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Good luck with the baking in the Fruitcake Laboratories. We appreciate all you do.
I shall keep you updated.
Thank you, and thanks to everybody that's participating in that, including our good friend Twitch and Oscar's wife Shannon and Maddie and all the good folks.
Kathy Spiewak, my stepmother.
Kathy Spiewak, and does Sharon come by at all?
She has come by. It's, you know, it's really tough for her to do anything for that kind of like. Those are hard concrete floors in her back. She can't stand for that much time.
Well, but she is the woman who made it all possible. Yeah.
She
right?
is the one. She is the that's shining wonderful. Star. Yes, absolutely. Well, I love you, Mom.
Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you on Monday for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Thought it was a trash can.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Thank God it's Friday!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Oh, fudge.